An unrepentant Ivan Yates returned to the airwaves this morning to defend his role in the presidential election campaign. The former Fine Gael minister said client confidentiality prevented him from revealing that he'd given media training to the Fianna Fáil candidate, Jim Gavin. Speaking to David McCullough, he also claimed that he'd been treated like a criminal, that he'd got more publicity than DJ Carey, and that the media was riddled with conflicts of interest.
So I left full-time broadcasting in July 2020 when I set up this, amongst other businesses that I've set up in relation to public affairs and coaching. I had a golden rule, and that was client confidentiality. And in the same way, if you're an accountant or a solicitor or communications coach, or Catherine Connolly would never reveal who her barrister clients were. So this is an established, and in my view, is an absolute principle of client confidentiality. So if Fianna Fáil wanted to talk about it, fine, I'm not going to talk about
that. Well, let's talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Micheál, Ivan Yates, not sorry for training Jim Gavin, but feeling a bit sorry for himself. Will you bring us through what he said?
Yeah, he's very clear, really, that when it comes to things like this, he has one simple rule as he sees it, and that is to ask the question, is it legal? And he said, having looked at it, he doesn't think he has broken, well, he's clear, actually, that as he sees it, that he hasn't broken any rules or regulations around this at all. He spoke about the podcast that he had with Matt Cooper and the fact that podcasts fall outside many of the certain guidelines and regulations in this area because it's a new form of media, and also citing the Broadcasting Act dating back a number of years and how he thinks he's in compliance with all of that. Now, it was put to him by David McCullough that Commissioner the Man does have guidelines in this area around declaring conflicts of interest or potential ones, but he didn't think that that really applied to him at all. If there is one regret, he's not entirely without regrets. It centres on those comments made during the campaign about smearing the bejesus out of Catherine Connolly. Now, he says that was used masterfully by the Connolly campaign, but he regrets how it played out for Heather Humphreys, saying he had absolutely no links at all with Fine Gael, hasn't done so from 2009. And he also said claims by the Taoiseach last week that this was a part of a Fianna Fáil campaign was wrong as well. So that seems to be the sole regret here. Otherwise, this is a man who believes he is fully in the right and has nothing really more to explain.
There is a wider dimension to this about the relationship between the media and politicians and about what the public deserves to be told. And that's something the Oireachtas Media Committee is going to examine.
Yes, on the 19th of the month, and Ivan Yates confirming to David McCullough this morning that he will appear before that committee to answer questions on this. So too, it's expected other people who provide training to politicians, among others. I suppose ultimately, the way things could be proceeding, and that was alluded to again this morning, is that the declaration of interest or the register that is in place at RTE could be extended to other broadcasting organisations. It does seem, at the very least, after the media committee chaired by Alan Kelly look at it, that could be one of the recommendations.
On a related matter, the Fianna Fáil report into that calamitous presidential campaign, it has been delayed. When's it likely to be finished, do you know?
I think there is an expectation or perhaps a hope among some in Fianna Fáil that it will be finished by the end of the month. Now, next Wednesday was the initial deadline. That was always seen as optimistic, but it was something that was really important to a number of people in the party, and they're the people who are applying most pressure to Micheál Martin. So Peter Chapclear, the Carlo Kilkenny TD, this morning saying it will be deeply frustrating if it isn't delivered on Wednesday, but of course it won't. So what you will get is a parliamentary party meeting that night where the pressure, I think, will be further applied. As I understand it, there's a number of people, quite a significant number, who still have to give oral evidence to the review, and of course that probably includes the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader himself. So until all that work is done, it's going to take a bit longer, but the longer it goes on at the same time does mean that the pressure continues to heighten.
Meanwhile, the man who's been president for the past 14 years, he will leave Áras an Uachtaráin later today.
He will, I think, sometime around 6 o'clock. Already here in the Oireachtas, you can see some changes. The very large portrait of Michael D. Higgins, which was just as you come in the main door of Leinster House to the right, that's been moved in a sign that his time is nearing an end. When he does leave Áras an Uachtaráin this evening, the group called the Sanctuary Runners, which is a group of people seeking international protection here and local people who run with them, a charity that has been in operation since 2018, they're going to line the avenue as he makes his final departure and present him, I think, with two yellow roses.
Just finally, Micheálas, you're with us. The government's much-delayed housing plan, we've been talking about it since the start of the year. It is finally due to be published later in the week and some details are starting to emerge.
It does look like it's going to be published on Thursday. And of course, that's another one that's important to a government that has been criticised a lot for not being swift enough in its action since it did gain power earlier on in the year. This is going to talk about things like delivering about 27,000 social and affordable homes per year. And of course, there is that overall aim the government has at the moment of up to 300,000 homes in a wider sense by 2030. So how it is going to achieve that? It will have funding under the National Development Plan, but it also seems like that priority that Minister James Brown has talking about getting rid of smaller problems that are blocking sites from getting underway, that you could see up to €1 billion there to get rid of blockages and to try and ease red tape regulations as well.
Micheál, many thanks. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane in Leinster House this afternoon. Lots more still to come on the news at one, but first of all, we're going to take a break.